B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. Seven-five, the Fanatic.
Mike Missinelli. 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station.
We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missinelli Show. Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like the sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly where Hades the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. Our competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kinda hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like an opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's the Mike Missinelli Show. How many people hear that song during sporting events and think of our show? Everybody does. It's played all over in arenas. Anyway, it is the Mike Missinelli Show. It's broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from a Comcast. Should be an interesting day today. It's general knowledge, and it's discussion. Big game tonight for the Flyers. Huge game against the Washington Capitals. And if they go into Washington and win this game, it's going to be like unbelievable. The avalanche that keeps falling with Flyer expertise. If they go and win this game, and they are heavy, heavy underdogs in this game, and if they go in there and knock this one off with their, not even their top goalie, then we're talking about a squad that is really destined for really good things. So we'll keep that on the back burner. And a little later, as we get closer to the break, I have a challenge for Flyer fans today, because I want to love you all. I just want to wrap you in the big 97.5 blanket so we can cozy together. So that's the aim of today's show. And but let's talk about the Sixers, because last night they got a little comeuppance. And listen, with this lineup, there's only so much you can expect against a good team. Now, they may manage to win one game left on this trip. They play Sacramento, play Golden State. I don't know if they beat Sacramento. That'd be their third straight loss. But they're going to win one of them. And you can't expect anything more. The lineup they had out there last night, oh my God. I looked at the five guys on the floor, and I texted you immediately. I couldn't believe you had those five on the floor. I mean, there was nobody on that floor that could score, but you're just trying to waste minutes with guys. So what happened last night? I told you what's going to happen. Shake Milton identified himself with that big game, and now he's on the map defensively. And so they clamped down on him a little bit, and Avery Bradley played him hard, and they saw wherever he was going, and they made sure they were conscious of it. And the Lakers had Anthony Davis, who the Sixers had no answer for. And it's turned into sadness now with Al Horford, because he can't even give you any defense. You know that he has no offense left, and this is coming now. It's beyond he doesn't know his role, and he can't play with Embiid. He can't play. Now, I don't know if he's hurt. Maybe next year he finds a fountain of youth, but it looks to me like he can no longer play. And last night, he got destroyed defensively. Now, Anthony Davis is going to destroy a lot of people, right? But it was silly what was going on last night with Al Horford trying to guard him. They had no answer at all. They couldn't even double. They were like defensively out of it last night.
Yeah, it was that second quarter especially was oof.
Yes, it was oof. So again, this is like we're trying to waste the days here, because this is not the Sixer team that we're going to be able to judge come playoff time. So you just got to kind of put it in the back burner. People, listen, here's what happened in the game last night. You saw the first half. You saw where the game was going. You went night-night, right? Now, I watched the whole game because I have to, but most people say, all right, well, I've seen enough. And they made a mini run, but you knew what the inevitable result of that game was going to be. So, again, these two games really don't mean anything, because it's they're trying to play with guys that aren't going to figure in the big playoff scenario anyway. So I don't know what to advise you when you're watching Sixers games these days. Except this, there's a notion out there that the Sixers might be better off finishing in the sixth slot. And people are looking ahead to the second round when they say that. I've gotten a lot of emails, a lot of tweets out there saying, oh, it's better off if they finish sixth so they play Boston in the first round and they could beat Boston and then they'll have Toronto and they won't have to get to Milwaukee until the finals. I got news for you. And Tyron, you might think differently. They're not beating Boston in the first round. I know they've beaten them in a regular season. I just don't see them winning a series against Boston. That's a harder first round series for me. Naturally, it's harder because they're better. The Boston Celtics are better. They've proven all year that they have a better team than Miami Heat. So I don't want that.
I actually completely agree. While I think it's possible, what I'm saying is because Kemba Walker's 6 foot and the Sixers are long, it's possible. I want the Heat all day and all night over Boston in the first round. And here's the thing. If I'm the Sixers, I'm a Sixers fan. I'm sitting here. They're going to have to play the Bucks sooner or later. I'd rather play it with Embiid healthier. More likely he's going to be healthier earlier in the playoffs. Just play him and get it over with. This whole get to the conference finals, that's the team you're going to have to beat sooner or later anyway. I say you play the Heat, who are inferior to the Celtics, and then you play the Bucks. I'm not worried about that other stuff. I don't think it's better to get six. I think they're six temporarily. I think with the easy schedule and Embiid coming back, they'll get to the four still. I still think that. I want to play Miami. I'm not with these people with the Boston thing. I'm not with
them. Listen, it would be disastrous if they lost in the first round. Now, it's not going to be that much better if they lose in the second round and lose in five or six. I get it, but at least you got something that you can hold on to. You got a series win, at least. You got seven games worth of competitive basketball. You can actually win the series. It's Boston. You lose to Boston, it's like double pain. You know, then you lose the first round, but you lose to Boston, and you took one of their players, and Boston is an example of a team that has younger athletic defenders. And they have a bulldog like Marcus Smart is going to be trouble for you defensively. And they have a go-to guy in Tatum in addition to Kemba Walker who can make. I don't like it. And I know the Sixers have been successful against them, but the playoffs in the seven-game series are a little different for me.
I mean, they did beat them 3. They went 3-0 with Kemba playing. The one time they lost is when Kemba didn't play. I do think Kemba provides a lot of help in a playoff situation for the Sixers, but I think the Heat are inferior. I want to see Tyler Hero and Nunn and Duncan Robinson play defense in the playoffs. Okay, yeah. I don't trust those guys to play defense in the playoffs.
It's the easier matchup. There's no question. And I think they can beat the Heat, but I don't think they can win a seven-game series against the Celtics. So if you're thinking of the easier second-round matchup, that's probably the bad thing that you can do here. All right, so here it is. So I issued this is what I tweeted out for Flyer fans, because this is what I want. Because Flyer fans, I don't mean this in a bad way, but y'all are one of the most whiniest, cryingest fan bases that I've ever seen. Now, not all of you, but there's a segment of Flyer fans that are just relentless whiners about this whole thing. And you have turned a conversation that should be lauding the Flyers into a na-na-na-na-na situation where you're getting mad at us for not talking about the Flyers earlier, which doesn't make a bit of sense to me. So I have issued a challenge to Flyer fans today, and here's what I wrote. Attention, all Flyer fans. The lines in today's show will be wide open for you to make hockey talk. Because you keep telling me that hockey conversation is stimulating conversation that will keep people's attention. So I'm buying into it. Please accept the offer. Can't wait for your wisdom. I would love to hear you guys talk glowingly about hockey. And we'll have a legitimate conversation instead of this back and forth about, you don't talk about hockey and now you can't talk about him. Let's get past that nonsense, please. So this one guy answers me and he says this. I demonstrate my wisdom deciding not to call in. Well, it's your prerogative, right? But you're telling me you can't actually discuss hockey on a legitimate basis if you give me that kind of reply. So I looked up the guy. This is his profile. His name is Bobby's Analysis. It's his Twitter handle. And he says, my favorite... He's a hockey fan, obviously, because he had a Flyer photo on his profile. He goes, my favorite hockey players of all time are Chris Pranger, P-R-A-N-G-E-R.
Who?
Kimo, K-I-M-O. Missed an M there. Timoman, T-I-M-O-M-A-N. Two spellings wrong, his favorite players now. And Rob Hextall, H-E-X-T-A-L.
He might be a troll. He might be a troll account.
461 following, 102 followers.
He might be a troll account. Why? I wouldn't take too much stock.
There's a lot of followers on this account. I was looking for an egg. So I don't need you to call because you obviously don't know anything about the Flyers or hockey. So I want legit Flyer fans. Not you tit for tat Flyer fans because I'm sick of you, really. I've had enough of you. I want to talk legit hockey. And if you don't think we're capable of it, try us out. Because basically, I want to hear your wisdom about hockey. You're the one complaining we never talk about hockey, and it would be stimulating conversation if we talked about the Flyers and hockey. So I'm opening the doors for you.
That's very magnanimous, Mike.
Thank you.
And it is a big game tonight, in all seriousness. If this was the Sixers, we'd have the Sixers fans unprompted, mm-hmm. would call in to talk about the big game. This is a gigantic game. A game that I know I'm going to be watching.
Yes.
I know you're going to be watching.
What you're doing is defeating the legitimacy of hockey talk for a team that has now risen to a point where they're a contender by going into the cesspool of nah. All right? So basically, if you want to be a nah, just pretend you're the 9-year-old kid at the grocery store beating on your mom's leg, and I'm going to give in, and I'm going to buy you the damn candy bar.
That's it? That's what they want?
I'm buying you the candy bar. All that fist pounding, you got whatever you want.
Today is the day.
Skittles, sweet tarts, Sour Patch, whatever. You got it. I don't care about your rotten teeth. 610-632-0975 is how you get in. Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sportsville.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Oh, yeah. It's General Knowledge Wednesday, 2 o'clock hour. Brought to us by Ferguson HVAC and Lyon Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors. Visit Ferguson's counter location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. And it's time to start the Twitter poll. Brought to us by Public Moore & Sons. Lawnmower, zero turn, any of your small engines. Get the tools to get them up and running again in time for spring. With Paul B. Moyer & Sons online parts warehouse. Visit poweredbymoyer.com today. Natalie.
Thanks, Mike. Today's poll, over 200 votes on this early, trying to get the pulse of the entire fan base. Will you be watching Flyers versus Capitals tonight? 85% say yes, 15% say no.
Well,
so everybody's watching.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. This is a big game, even for the people who are novice to hockey. If you're novice to hockey, this is why I'm advising people, guys, well, I just can't get into hockey. Get into this game. It's going to be a very, really competitive, exciting game. It's almost like a playoff type of game tonight. These teams are scrambling to stay in their place in the playoffs to get that favorable seed. So if you don't have experience in hockey, just watch the game. You'll figure it out. All right, don't turn away. And you Flyer fans, just concentrate on what's on the ice. Rather than like the perception of your sport in the hierarchy of Philadelphia sports. Don't even worry about that. Just enjoy your sport. All right, it's General Lounge Wednesday. So, the ticket, the, oh my God, we're bringing this back? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, the snack truck is back!
Woo!
The Hearst snack truck. So, anybody, we have five to give away. So, that means how are we going to do this?
So, okay. This is what's going to happen. Josh is floating today. There's going to be a 2 o'clock winner, a 3 o'clock winner, a 4 o'clock winner, and a 5 o'clock winner for four of them. Then when you get to the grand prize, that person's going to get your grand prize that you're about to read and a snack truck.
Okay, so how are we giving the four away?
At random.
At random.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so who's going to determine that?
Josh will at
Josh
random.
Will.
And we'll put it on the screen and announce it at the end of each hour who won the Hearst truck.
All right, so the Hearst truck is in play. But the grand prize for you country fans, even if you don't like country, this guy is kind of a crossover, sort of, isn't he?
That's a little bit. Luke, people know who he is.
Luke Bryan.
Oh, yeah.
Big name.
Yeah.
He's the guy with Peyton, isn't he?
He what?
Isn't he with Peyton Manning? Is the commercial? Who does that? Who's that? That's not Luke Bryan.
Is that the other guy? Kenny Chesney?
No, it's not Kenny Chesney. Who's the guy with Peyton Manning in his commercials?
Oh, I don't know.
Insurance commercials.
He's the guy. It's not him.
It's not Luke Bryan?
No.
Okay, well, anyway, Luke Bryan tickets. He's coming to Atlantic City Beach. Country on the beach. It's going to get better than that. August 22nd, Saturday, special guest Morgan Wallen and Runaway June. Go to Ticketmaster.com this Friday, March 6th at 10 a.m. to get those tickets if you don't win today. And a pair of Fanatic Knockout Night tickets. Keep listening all week. We'll give you a chance to play Knockout on the Sixers court, Wednesday, March 18th. You'll get a pair of tickets to the game that night, which is the Sixers-Raptors, a good game. And after the game, you'll experience what it feels like to play on the hardwood at the Wells Fargo Center. So for your chance to win, keep listening all week. It's presented by Trumark Financial, the only place to get the official 76ers credit card and enjoy exclusive Sixers experiences, merchandise, and more. Visit Trumark, TRUMARK.com to learn more and apply. And as always, the general knowledge is presented by Testo North America, the choice of HVAC techs who count on having the most accurate tools in their toolbox. When precision measurements matter, be sure with Testo. Today's subjects, general knowledge, music general knowledge.
Oh.
2010's decade quiz, all stuff that has happened in this decade. And finally, people with place names.
Oh, I like that. That's a good one.
So there's a place, city, country, whatever, mm-hmm. in their name.
I like that.
All right.
Oh, it's, by the way, it's Brad Paisley with...
Bro, it's oh. Brad, I'm sorry. Brad, yeah, it's Brad Paisley.
Yeah, I put him out of my
I
mind.
I like Brad Paisley.
When he did that dumb accidental racist song with LL Cool J.
Brad Paisley's like an Ohio country dude. Isn't he? He's like a fan of the... One of the... Is it he a Browns fan?
Yes.
I think he's a Browns fan.
Yes.
Is
he? Yeah, there was something that came out about him and the Browns, right?
Yeah, he went into the locker room and talked to him.
That's right.
There's something
wrong
with that.
He gave a little pep talk.
Where's he from?
Brad Paisley.
Where's he from?
Let me look.
Cleveland, I think.
Yeah, see? Not shouldn't be allowed.
Why?
I liked it back in the day when I was a kid.
Cleveland country dude.
The country singers were country.
Oh, wait, no. He's from.
Where's he from?
He was born in Glendale, West Virginia.
All right, now that's allowed.
Okay, he's a Browns fan.
Like
hold
Keith
on, let
Urban.
Me see.
He shouldn't be allowed to sing country.
Why? Where's he from?
Australia.
Australia?
You can't be. No. No.
What's this?
You got it below the Mason-Dixon line. Let's go or get out of here with your country.
So wait a minute.
Like Conway Twitty.
You can't be a hip-hop star unless you come from the streets?
No, that's different.
Why? It's the same thing.
It's different. But I will admit that I prefer my hip-hop with
do.
Some
that's why,
street.
That's why you don't like Post Malone.
Plays a role.
Yeah.
I do prefer.
Post Malone is grew up too wealthy to have cred.
Yeah, I prefer, I will admit now, I prefer my hip hop with a little street in it, and I demand my country be country.
So would you have license to be a hip hopper from Pensauken?
No.
So that's not hood? Pensauken wouldn't be hood enough?
No.
No?
I didn't sell drugs. I didn't do drugs.
Well, that's all right. But you kind of observed.
Yeah, I observed some things.
If
I've
you
seen
observe,
some
you've seen, and you have those experiences.
I mean, listen, hip hop now has a wide net, but all my favorite rappers had some of that. Natalie and I just had a big talk about this one time.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
About the generations of rap. And mm-hmm. even going back to MC
how
Hammer.
How it's evolving.
Right. It used to, yeah. It's evolving in a way that's been negative. Okay. And not just the music.
So
the
you don't like it, the modern day hip hop, as much as before?
I do not. I preferred, or I'll just say it. I preferred my rappers when they were drug dealers and not drug users. And this generation is too much rap about drug using.
Oh, okay.
And I don't like that.
All right, so is there anybody of today that's in your top five?
All-time top five? Yeah, Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick, well, he's older school.
He's right up there. And I like Drake. Other people don't. I enjoy Drake.
Drake is in your top five?
Not top five.
Who's your top five?
Biggie's in there.
Yeah, I figured you get Biggie in there.
Jay-Z's one.
Jay-Z, Biggie.
Biggie.
You don't go Pac?
I personally do not go
you
Pac.
You don't go Pac, huh?
No, okay. I don't go Pac.
Right.
Kendrick's in there. Kanye's in there still.
Really?
Even though he probably shouldn't be.
I wouldn't have seen you as
strong,
a Kanye guy.
Strong body of work. Politics aside and all
yeah.
that stuff.
Yeah.
And all his slavery okay. was a choice. I put that to the side
okay.
and just focus on art. Jay-Z, Biggie, Kendrick, Kanye, and Nas. Those are my top five.
Yeah,
that's a good
I
one.
Agree with Nas. Nas is a good one.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to the phones. We'll talk to Gene in Doylestown. Gene, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Gene?
How you doing today, Michael?
What's going on, Gene?
I just wanted to talk about the Flyers mm-hmm. and the fact that what I find exciting about them this year is the system that they're playing. There's no more of this thump and chase. For years I felt like I was banging my head against the wall mm-hmm. watching them play that style.
They have some defensemen that can carry it. And Vigneault requires that to make plays, which is like they never used to do that. Like when they got Gostisbehere, it was like, oh my God, look at this guy. And then he kind of like faded into oblivion. But now, like, that's the system that the guys teach it. And I think it's great.
Absolutely. And it leads me to a question. Is there another sport where the head coach directly has an effect on the game more than hockey, do you think? Because this is Vigneault's system. And, you can see the effect it's had.
Football.
I agree with you. You're right.
Yeah, absolutely. Because they have a game plan and they have to script stuff and all that thing. So, yeah, I would say football does. Hockey, in a lot of ways, you have a system, but those guys have to play within that system. It's not like they're X and O-ing. You know what I'm saying? The X and O's, just like the NBA, is done before, and then you go out and execute.
Yeah, and that's another thing I think they did right, was bringing in the guys to fit this system. Mm-hmm.
It's funny you ask that question, because that makes a baseball manager way at the bottom.
Yeah,
really. I mean, it's not that hard to be a baseball man. All due respect to Joe Girardi, he's going to have a different impact. But it's not that hard to be a baseball manager.
But it is hard to be a hockey coach
that lasts. See, that's the thing.
And this guy's won two cups, so he's doing something right.
But even he has burned out at places. Hockey coaches just burn out for some reason.
Which leads me to wonder, is he kind of tweaking the system as he goes along? Because, if he gets burned out, does he tweak a little bit?
He's straight. He's demanding, though. That's what wears out. Let me give you a general knowledge question.
All right,
general knowledge question is the general knowledge category. And the first question is, what figurative curtain separated Eastern and Western Europe during the Cold War?
That would be the Iron
Curtain. The Iron Curtain is correct. A very easy first general knowledge question. The Iron Curtain. You see, the hockey coaches are demanding. They have to stay on top of guys because it's a grind-out sport. So if you're not grinding, they have to stay on top of you. Grind, grind, grind. Now, that eventually wears on guys. They don't want to be told they have to grind, grind, grind for 60 minutes. So they eventually get tired of the message.
You need a new message. That's one thing. Hockey guys, good guys, but they kill coaches.
They do.
They just tear
it's
up
weird.
Hockey
it's
players.
It's weird
tear
the
up
way
coaches.
Hockey, more than any sport, tears up coaches.
Really good ones, too, like Hall of Fame coaches.
Yeah, because you have to be demanding for all those games, every shift. Like, there are shifts. You got to demand on every shift.
Yeah.
All right, let's go Greg and Bethlehem. Greg, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Greg.
Hey, guys. To start with the Sixers, you know, I didn't expect much on this road trip. I was just sort of hoping maybe some of the bench guys, because they obviously have more time to play, you know, would step up. And, you know, Shake did a little bit the other night, and I guess Robinson a little bit last night. But other than that, I haven't seen anything.
Well, therein lies the flaws of the Sixers, because they don't, they don't have support players that will produce every night.
Yeah, you just, I mean, you look at the, I was watching the Boston Nets game earlier yesterday.
You mentioned Caris LeVert, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it, you know, you just, there are guys that came off the bench that were able to produce, you know, and the Sixers don't really have that. But
yeah, they, you know, that's one game for the Nets. So that Chiosa came in and played played well. I mean, but Caris LeVert, it's funny, they didn't play Dinwiddie last night, because Caris LeVert plays better without Dinwiddie on the floor.
It seems that way.
He does. They can't play together. So they went with Caris last night, and he went for a 51-er.
He went off.
He's a talented player, that kid.
Everything he threw up went in.
Yeah, he's got skill.
As far as the Flyers go, you know, I think it's a perfect team for Philadelphia, blue-collar town. You know, they don't have anybody with big star power. I mean, you know, you've got Giroux and Konechny and Voracek and, you know, guys that hockey guys that know.
Yeah, but hockey can be successful without star players. That's the thing about hockey. It's kind of wide open. If you have, like the Blues last year, you know, they're a classic example. So you can bond together and win a cup because it's so wide open. This is why I like the Flyers' chances.
Yeah, well, that's what they're doing. I mean, you know, they don't have anybody that's going to outskate somebody, or nobody is going to make a move that says, holy crap.
Yeah, they have a grind mentality where they show up every day.
You know, they'll dig the puck out of the corners and make the thing happen.
Oh, and dig it out of the corners and along the sidewall. All right, man, you got music general knowledge. You ready?
Sure.
Music general knowledge. The first question is, what are Fenders and Gibsons?
Guitars.
Yes. We're off to an easy start, Tyro. We may get past your 10 over under.
Yeah. You know what? Because of the Flyers, I'm in a good mood. I hope we get to 20.
You're in a good mood because they're Flyers, after all the crap we've taken in the past 2 days?
I didn't say
the social media, the emails, the calls.
I did not say
Flyers. People have been relentless out there.
I did not say Flyers fans.
Oh, okay.
They're the team. I'm excited about a meaningful, exciting hockey game with a Hall of Famer on the other side. A Stone Cold Hall of Famer, 700 goal scorer.
Yeah.
I can't wait. This is what I've been waiting for, this kind of game. So I'm excited about that. The fans,
they're becoming bane.
Let's just say it's some fans. It's not all. It's not all Flyer fans. There's a semblance of rotten eggs out there.
In all fan bases, to be fair.
More for this team than any fan base I've ever experienced. There's a lot of insecure little whiners out there.
But Christine Sorling just now on social media welcomed all three of us. She tagged us and said that everyone's welcome to the Flyers parade.
Good.
So thank you, Christine. We appreciate
it. Well, I said yesterday, you people are ingrates. You Flyer fans are ingrates when it comes to me. I flipped this whole thing around.
Mike, if they don't let you hold the cup.
I don't want the cup.
Perhaps just a float.
I want to be inscribed on that bitch. All right?
All right, and maybe a float in the parade.
Let's go to Tom in Westchester. Tom, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Dom, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dom.
Yeah, that's fine. How you doing today, Mike?
Good.
I'm here to debrief your poll on Monday and give you what the reactions are, why everyone's reacting the way they are. You ready to hear it?
Go ahead.
All right. So first off, these people that are complaining to you, I guarantee you, they're the people that you go down to the local pub, right? They're sitting there. They don't think basketball is a sport. They got the Flyers tattoo on their calf or their shoulder, and they don't even think twice about basketball. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's okay. Like, I don't require them to be fans of basketball. I would like everybody to be fans of everybody. But I understand it's a competing sport, and they want to think their sport is better.
And that's exactly what I'm getting at with that point. And then the second point is, now that it's all coming in the limelight, that these Flyers and everything's important, right? Flyers and hockey players, they're very superstitious, okay? Mm-hmm. So, like, when I go to the game, I wear the same Jeremy Roenick jersey, okay? Mm-hmm. Never got a stain on it, even though that jersey is a little stained now because of his recent words. But, you know, it's just like that. The goalies go through the same rituals. And now these people that hear it, they think that you're talking about them winning the cup. They think it's a bad hoax. They think it's all bad juju and all that stuff.
Well, that's insecurity. Because, I am always honest with the ability of these teams here in this city. And this team, I'm not trying to tweak anybody. They play at a consistent level, a high level every night. I'd have to be, like, my eyes closed not to notice that.
Well, that's because of this coach, to be honest with you.
The coach has done it. At the beginning of the season, what did I say about Alain Vigneault? I thought it was an outstanding hire. At the beginning of the season, who did I say my favorite player is? Because of what my eyes tell me. It's Konechny. I don't understand what these people, like, look at us and go, you don't know anything about hockey. I know a lot about hockey. It's just that we don't talk about it because it's a little lower on the priority list.
There's a lot of people, too, that are saying, like, they overpaid for Hayes. Well, you got to overpay for a guy like that. And the signing of Matt Niskanen, too, that's a very underrated signing.
It's a great signing. Yes.
It was probably the best defenseman in the free agency.
It was.
And
we've acknowledged, we acknowledge all that, and it's still not good enough for some people.
It's not good enough for anyone, I feel like, sometimes.
All right, let's go with the general knowledge question for you.
Yeah.
The 2010s decade quiz, all this stuff happened in the last decade. All right, so let's go with this. What virtual currency was worth more than $100 billion at the end of this decade?
Bitcoin.
Correct. 3 in a row, Tyrone. When has that happened?
It's the first time.
Wow.
Three in a row.
First time. And I hope we get to 10 in a row.
Today is a good day.
Today is a good day. It's sunshining.
A lot of snack trucks to give away.
Got snack trucks to give away. We're passing them out.
3 in a row. Who will break the streak? Can we keep this pressure now on the call?
There's a lot of pressure now.
All right. Let's go Chris and Marlton. Chris, you're on 97.5 tonight. What's up, Chris?
What's going on? A lot of pressure on me now.
Yes,
so
there
I'm
is.
Just calling to say great day in Marlton here. Sunshine, Flyers and Caps hockey tonight. Longtime listener, second time caller, and just want to remind you the first time I called was 2 years ago this month when they called up number 79, Carter Hart.
Uh-huh.
And I got on the air. You brought me on the air, Mikey, and you said, I don't know, this kid, I'm not sure if he's gonna be the next goalie, and you said, we'll see, Chris. We'll see.
Yeah.
And I was just calling to say, like, you know, he is the real deal. The Flyers finally have a real goalie, legitimate top five goalie in the league, maybe close to top five. But, you know, I'm excited for the
immense sigh of relief that they have the guy. And you know, really, he has grown into that kind of role.
I'm trying to keep him down.
I don't know why they wouldn't play him tonight. But I'm not going to question this coach at all.
He's got that track record of winning on the road. And,
yeah, but they played him on the road against the Rangers, and they were pleased with how he responded. So I'm looking for a groove here. Now, unless the guy, he's a smarter man than me, Vigneault. So if he thinks that two goalies will work in the playoffs, then I have to go, okay.
I don't know about that, but you're right. This would have been a good road test for him going into Washington on a playoff environment. You know, see what the kid can do. You know, Elliott's been solid on the road. He struggled on the road, and this would have been a good test for him. But you got to trust the coach. You know, they got tomorrow. They got Carolina coming up, and we'll see.
All right. You got it. Here's your general knowledge question.
All right.
People with place names.
I knew you were going to give me that one.
What are you going to do? This man was the author of the famous book, Call of the Wild, which is now a movie.
Oh, my goodness. I just read that book like 2 weeks ago.
Did you really?
Yeah, Jack London.
Correct. Jack London. Four in a row. Harrison Ford's in the movie. It's out now, right?
Yes. I believe it's out now. If not, it's out this Friday. They've been doing a lot of hype around it.
Four in a row. That is a new record. This is like a Shake Milton day.
It is, and also
making everything.
Phillies news. Bryce Harper has two dingers today.
Was that right?
In the game. So big things happening.
Well, and he's against the Pittsburgh, the split squad game.
Yeah. Another game tonight at the
Pirates tonight.
He's not taking that trip.
No, he's definitely not taking that trip. So they're up, what, in that game? 7-2. Three runs in the first inning. He hit him run in the first inning, I guess. Right?
Real Muto had one, too.
In the first inning?
Yeah.
He led off.
Real
Muto.
Looky here.
With a homer.
Well, that's nice. All right. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, Real Muto, 3-for-3 in this game. Kingery's struggling. He left four guys on base.
I wonder if he got overly muscled.
Hitting .176.
I wonder if he got overly muscled. He got all jacked up. I don't know if that's good in one all season.
Harper,
doesn't that mess with your swing?
2-for-3. Your boy Nick Williams in the lineup today. 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. He's hitting .125.
Well,
back to club Tyrone.
Monroe.
He's Monroe.
He's not gonna make the team.
Mike Missinelli show back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike Masilla Show. It's General Knowledge Wednesday day. A big Flyers hockey game tonight. Sixers lose last night to Lakers. How much you can say about it? Like, right now, there isn't Sixer talk. See, this is a lesson. Like, there's not much connected to Sixer talk right now. Like, there's no Ben, no Joel.
Right.
And they're playing with kind of a skeleton crew of guys that are trying to fill in and do their best. So the Sixers talk has been kind of removed.
Right.
See, this is how, like, when you do sports talk radio, you feel a pulse on what's talkable. The Sixers right now aren't as talkable.
No.
But for the most part, they are.
Yes.
But when their two stars are out, they're less.
Yeah, and B should be back next week, and Richardson, they say, could be back Saturday from the concussion.
Unless you get an all-world game like
Shake Milton did, and then that's talkable.
Exactly. All right. The Philly, I'm just looking at the Phillies pitching. Your boy Eflin got cuffed a couple days ago. Nola. Four innings pitched, four hits, two runs, two strikeouts.
He's been around. They claim, obviously not all these games are televised or anything. They claim he's been around the zone intentionally. So some of this is maybe stuff he might not give up in the regular season, but he's pounding his zone.
All right. It's the last guy I worry about. Then my eyes light up when I see like names like Velasquez, Suarez.
Right.
Pavagita.
I thought
so. And who else? Arrieta.
Yeah,
it's that's my eyes are drawn to what they're doing.
So Suarez, I thought, was okay his last outing. I thought.
Yeah. Suarez should be the fifth starter.
Because at least he's new, right? You don't need to see.
And he's a left-hander. I think you got to mix it up a little bit in a series.
Right.
All right, let's go. Maria in Mount Laurel. What's up, Maria?
Hey, Mike.
Hello, Maria.
Listen, I wanted to tell you why we're excited about the Flyers is the one guy is Konechny. And he is so dynamic. Just watching him, it just gets you like, this guy's on the ice, we're going to score, something's going to happen. And you haven't seen that. I don't even think you saw it with Giroux, like you see it with
The old days we saw with Giroux. When he first came up, we saw that same kind of dazzle. But you're right, that's why Konechny's my favorite dude. Like, I looked at him when he first came up, and I go, he's got something. You can tell.
Right.
And you know who he reminds. I don't know how far you go back with the Flyers.
I'm about your age, so.
All right, so he reminds me of Kenny Lintzman.
Yeah. Okay.
The Rat. In the day, because he had that kind of speed, that desire, that he's not afraid, he's aggressive. You know.
He's got 10 times the skill, but
yeah.
Konechny's got 10 times the skill.
Well, Lintzman came in a very skilled player. He came into the league as a very skilled player.
He was fast. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's who he reminds me of.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a shame that the kids, like my son's 17, he doesn't watch a stitch of hockey. Basketball and football, that's it.
Well,
and I feel like, because there's no personalities to attach to.
The younger kids, the younger fan base isn't gravitating to the Flyers, although we're getting besieged by a lot of youngsters that are ripping into us. So I don't know. I can't judge. The Flyers are trying to change their demographic. They have measured out that they have an older demographic and they're trying to make it younger.
Right. Well, I hope they do, because I know like these guys don't have much of a personality. So there's no one to follow on Twitter.
They're simpler guys,
right?
And that's why you gotta keep it in perspective. They are what they are, and if you like the sport, then like the sport,
right? Exactly.
You know? Own your love of the sport. It doesn't matter what other people are thinking of it.
Right. Exactly. That's how we do it.
You got it. Now, Maria, would you like a general knowledge question?
Sure. Go ahead.
All right. Here we go. General knowledge category: what sauce is made with basil, pine nuts, garlic, cheese, and olive oil?
Oh, pesto.
You got it. Maria from Mount Laurel would never have not gotten that question. It is five in a row, Tyrone.
It's five.
Five in a row.
Five in a row.
So, I'm just going to wait till the end of the hour. I don't want to say too much.
Set the record for consecutive threes.
And now look at this.
Let's see what we can do. Seth, Lehigh Valley, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Seth.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's going on, Seth?
I'm sorry to change the subject to basketball, but I wanted to talk about just like how disgusted I am at just watching Al Horford out there on the floor every night, just putting in like such awful, just lackadaisical effort out there on defense. The guy barely leaves his feet to jump. I mean, I know you guys have been talking about maybe he's hurt, but the guy's never wincing in pain or anything.
I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. The alternative is he's shot, which is like a harder concept to grasp if he's shot and they gave him that contract.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I mean, he was negative 14 last night. He played like 33 minutes or something like that. Why don't they just put Norvell Pell out there, a guy that's has more energy, or something like that.
Did you see Pell in that game last night? Seriously?
Yeah,
did you watch the game? He can't play a lick.
Well, I mean, you're right. I mean, he's not a good, you know.
He can't play. He doesn't belong in the league. a disgrace.
Neither can O'Quinn. I mean,
O'Quinn has survived in the league for a lot of years. Pell has no idea out there.
Well, I'll give
come
him a
on,
break.
Man. Give him a break. He's 7 feet. He can't find a role in this league because he can't play. He looks like he's got athletic ability. Looks like he can get up and down. No team wants that guy because he can't play. He has no idea. He's confused.
Well, I mean, at this point, neither can Al Horford.
You don't actually think that Pell was going to be able to guard Anthony Davis.
No. Horford used to be able to push guys around a little bit.
Yeah, you're right.
He lets guys back
it's
down.
It's really discouraging. He doesn't look like he has a thing left.
No.
All right, man. Here's your general knowledge question. Now, this is you can't break this role here. All right.
A lot of pressure.
It's a music general knowledge question. Who famously wore a cone-shaped bra?
Oh, that's easy. Madonna.
Yes, sir. No, look at this. Six in a row.
It's not even 3 o'clock.
It's unbelievable.
Perfect hour.
Wow. Is that the first time?
It's got to be the first
time. It's absolutely the first time that we've had six in a row ever since I've been doing this.
Things are really looking up.
You know what?
Pressure is mounting. The fans are on edge. The listeners are now on the edge.
And I'm enjoying this.
Who will fail to break the streak?
No one. What if there's a perfect show?
6-3-2-0-9. What are the odds that we go perfect today?
Oh, 0%. For the whole show, there's 0%.
Yeah, can we get through another hour of perfection?
Yes.
You think you're predicting the 3 o'clock hour perfection?
Perfection, and then the 4 o'clock hour
is where it trips up.
Yeah,
we'll see. We're back after this.
Back
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.